Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, apparently leaving your cat alone in this country home alone during the day is now illegal. The owner has to pay someone to check on the pet twice a day to make sure that they're okay, according to the Animal Welfare Act. This is what happens when you live in gyno-fascist state, where the feminist instinct to overprotect has gone absolutely wild. Plus, I'm sure it's going to make tons of jobs for mostly female cat sitters, as well as the female bureaucracy issuing tickets to those that violate the rules. Moving on, check out this post from Ronaldo's women on a private jet that she put up on Instagram. Ronaldo needs to divorce her because this is disrespectful. And she's also signaling her availability to other men while trying to also make other women jealous of her lifestyle. Women get attention from the top men and they still need more attention someplace else, because women can never get enough attention to begin with. If he never got together with her and just stuck to having kids through surrogacy, his life would probably be a lot better. Number 3, the thing that someone says that they love most about the mountains is that they don't see any fat people out there. True, because how would they even be up there? Another thing is the effort, and their remoteness also tends to keep the jeets away as well. Also, up until I got my allergy to cold, I could actually enjoy skiing for a similar yet very different reason, because it tends to be a low diversity activity as well. Unfortunately, they still are there once you come off the mountain or ski hill. Up next, Canada is completely crazy, because Atlantic Canada gets natural gas from Australia, when what we could do is build a pipeline and ship it across the country instead. Atlantic Canada also holds 108 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, but the region is banned fracking, so instead they ship it from the other side of the world. Canada doesn't even seem to be a real country and should be annexed by America for geopolitical reasons. I'll wait patiently for that. Number 5, people are wondering if instead of trans women drag queens reading to kids in schools, it was strippers doing story hour instead. That wouldn't be accepted though, because it would be objectifying women or some other nonsense. Plus, this is counterproductive because it teaches boys to actually want real women instead of boys in dresses. This also isn't recruiting kids for the Alphabet People Club, but it's recruiting them for the Straight People Club instead. Moving on, now you have to worry about cops as well around your children. Here's the latest: 43-year-old PDF file police officer caught transmitting and possessing PDF files or child porn. And after being caught, he was immediately released on bail. Meanwhile, the government of Canada is collecting information about your social media use and will arrest you and throw away the key, but if you're a police PDF file, then they'll just let you out. Number 7, how is this even possible? The OF creators are ranked as the highest earning job in the world's leading economy. Yeah, I'm calling BS on this, because from what I hear, the average a model makes is 150 bucks a month. How exactly is that the highest earning job in the economy? I wouldn't be surprised if only fools created this graphic and put it out there to stir up business. Even if it was the highest earning job, it'll soon be gone thanks to AI replacing their models. Up next, Meethati Kahamed, the health ambassador for Wales. She also looks like she's related to Wales. She looks like she's gotten even bigger recently. What type of health advice do you think she's going to give to the people? How about replacing broccoli with tacos? Health ambassadors like these seem to be pretty common throughout the Commonwealth these days, because here's the Canadian health minister on the right. What we really need is the health ambassador, like the one on the left. Number 9, babies getting skin-to-skin contact from their fathers in the first hours after birth experience a 176% rise in oxytocin. They also cry less and sleep twice as long in the first 24 hours. So maybe all those gay men out there holding their newborn surrogates against their bare chests are onto something, so long as he's the real father. This also kind of sounds like BS, because why just the fathers and not the mothers? Sounds like it might be some sort of deviant Alphabet People behavior. Moving on, is this what colleges are all about these days? The young women's daddies blow money so they can actually blow the men at their school. By the time they come home from Thanksgiving during their freshman year, they already look like they have that thousand schwing schwang stare. Their fathers are paying good money to turn them into alpha widows. Not to mention that college educates them in that wonderful woke and evil feminist ideology. As far as I'm concerned, higher education is wasted on women. Number 11, a store fired this staff member with diabetes for drinking juice during a low blood sugar emergency, even though she was the one paying for it. The jury awarded her $177,000. I wonder if they would have been so generous if she was actually a he. And the company that did this was Dollar General. Just because they're the only store still running in the typical one-store town doesn't mean that they can get away with treating their workers like poop. OpNex's fellow says that a lot of people say he looks like a Southern Italian or Romanian. I think what they really meant was Roma or Gypsy. Clearly he looks Indian, and I'll never understand why Indians want to be mistaken for white folks. It's like many of them feel that if they live in a white neighborhood in Canada that somehow they'll be white too. I bet this guy also thinks that he doesn't have an accent either, and that his head doesn't bob from left to right. For some reason they always told me that they were Aryan. I'm European, Sars. Number 13, here's how we see 25-year-old women versus how Leonardo DiCaprio sees them. He also says that they walk around in the buff at that age a lot. That's probably why he prefers them. The only thing I don't think that is correct here is that Swift is 36 years old here and not 25. Here's what she looks like without makeup on the left and what she's going to look like on the right in another 10 years. My ex back in the day looks like Taylor Swift. Kind of crazy. Moving on, people moved to Dubai for the tax shelter, and now they've ended up in a bomb shelter. But it's probably a luxurious bomb shelter and probably still safer than living in London. I'm hoping the Iranian war drags out for 6 months to a year to give the stock market a nice crash and create a recession. If things get bad, I might actually make $1 million off the war as a result. Then I'll need my very own tax shelter as well. Just not Dubai, because they won't let you watch corn there. Number 15, here are the benefits of marriage. You'll get plenty of love, sex, and freedom. I had all those three things in my 10-year-long relationship, because I was with someone that also had avoidant personality disorder. Neither of us were very emotionally intimate with each other very often. We'd have sex and then avoid each other for a few days. Looking back, that's the best they ever could have hoped for. Guys often pay working girls to leave after smashing. I was with someone who left afterwards too. OpNex gold diggers are everywhere. This Norwegian influencer called off her wedding with Victor Boniface after learning his assets were in his mother's name. I love the fact that sports ball players are now getting red pilled too. All of Gen Z is red pilled and avoiding dating and relationships, and MGTOW is now mainstream. In this case, MGTOW stands for men guarding their own wallets. Number 17, gamers of America aren't buying video games anymore. Gee, I wonder why. When they're increasingly woke and people are in survival mode buying food, fuel, and paying for a place to stay. Other reasons include that many games these days aren't even finished, and the games are $70 or more, and you don't even get a cartridge or physical copy. Someone says they fixed it, and that it's just us gamers not buying trash games anymore. Moving on, this hurt grandfather left his grandkids only 50 pounds, because they didn't visit him enough out of 500,000 pounds. He kind of reminds me of the Clint Eastwood character in that film Gran Torino. I think he's doing them a favor though, because I keep hearing about millennials spending all their money on travel and luxury because they expected inheritance money from their relatives one day. I will only leave money to relatives if they can manage the money and can control their spending. If not, then I'll have some surrogate kids in my old age and leave everything to them. Number 19, looking at this, you just know that Sophie Rain is going to hit the wall super hard. Just look at how awful her mom looks. Her mom doesn't care about her nudie Spider-Man video because her daughter is now a multi-millionaire. Her mom also kind of reminds me of a mail-order Filipino bride. If she wasn't so rich and famous, then there's a good chance she'd end up looking like this in another 10 years or so. OpNex, meanwhile, in Germanistan, white males are being erased from church ads. Ages know that there'll never be increasing deportations. Ages know that that guy will never be in church either. All this insanity started back in 2015 after they took out Gaddafi. The grape of Europe must continue because the tiny head mafia wants to eliminate their competition. They aren't thinking it through though, because who will defend them from the sand people one day? Number 21, maybe you as game players are buying Japanese games instead because their designs for characters look so much better and actually give men what they want to see. Western gynocentric game developers think that they can take men's eyeballs off of games and put them back on them. But they don't realize that people in other countries will give men what they want instead. And if they don't, then they'll just play old games too. Moving on, George Lucas says he no longer cares about Star Wars after selling it to Disney. I still care, but only for parts 3, 4, 5, and 6. I give Revenge of the Sith a pass because it doesn't look like a cartoon and it tied things up pretty nicely. Attack of the Clones and The Phantom Menace looks so much like cartoons. The only Disney Star Wars that's any good is Rogue One and Andor. Lucas really liked Rogue One and even praised it. Star Wars belongs to the fans now, making AI films on YouTube. Number 23, people are saying that we should send all the liberal women in the West to Iran, and they can send us all their baddies. Sure, but if this happened, we need to sharpen all our razors because women like this are twice as hairy as Latinas. I don't know why they don't just use laser hair removal. I had to get it done on my behind so I wouldn't get another pilonidal cyst. Now my butt is as hairless as the bear's butt at the end of Great Outdoors. Up next, women are increasingly drinking more alcohol and narrowing the gap between male and female consumption rates. Yet overall liquor sales continue to fall. What gives? It probably has to do with bars and clubs shutting down, and so women are forced to buy their own drinks now. They always drank just as much, if not more, but it just happened to be the men buying them drinks at the local dive bar and nightclub. No more free drinks, ladies. The next article will probably blame this on misogyny somehow. Number 25 and the last one, Latvian women are hiring men to act as husbands due to a shortage of men. And those men are called handymen, doing tasks around the house for women and being paid for it. But is this an opportunity or a risk for men? It's probably a bit of both. Being a manservant can make you decent money, but it can also land you in hot water over a false allegation. Maybe the Indian Brahmins can work for these women for a fair price. They have the best genes and they're also virgins. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.